Well, let's head now to the northwest coast of Mexico, where an indigenous nation is trying to revive an ancient tradition using seagrass as a food source. And renewed interest in this plant is not just happening there. It's gaining popularity in other parts of the world. KJZZ's Kendall Blust reports.
In the small Kumkak village of Punta Chueca, a group of women are gathered around a white sheet piled high with sostera marina, or eelgrass. One woman sings an ancestral Kumkak song dedicated to eelgrass. They call it Atam. Others beat the dried plant and rub it between their palms to remove its small, green seeds called egnois.
Los Kumkak son las únicas personas, el único pueblo indígena que consume esta semilla.
Erika Barnett says the Kumkak are the only people known to harvest the seed as a grain. It's been part of their culture for centuries, but lately it's been dormant.
En este caso, mis bisabuelos, tal vez.
Her great-grandparents were probably the last members of her family to collect and eat egnois. Her father, now 76, last tasted it when he was just 7. She says access to foods like beans, rice, and wheat flour displaced the labor and time-intensive process that their forebears developed out of necessity. Now, Barnett is part of a team working to bring the tradition back to their community, both because of the plant's nutritional value and its ecological benefits. It serves as habitat for sea turtles and fish, protects the coastline, and captures carbon.
Que otra vez vuelvan a ver.
She says her community needs to see that it's possible. So for weeks, a group of women and girls harvested eelgrass the way their ancestors would have. They waded into the sea to collect plants floating near the shore, then dried, thrashed, and winnowed them. They harvested nearly 12 pounds of seeds, some of which they toasted and ground by hand into flour to use in recipes both traditional and new. Don Guerra, a baker in Tucson, Arizona, pours water into a bowl. He's using the egnois flour and seeds to make flatbreads.
And we'll add some seed.
About a dozen Kumkak men, women, and children circle around a big wooden table as Guerra mixes water, yeast, and flour to form a dough. He dips flattened strips in sesame and eelgrass seeds before baking them into a hearty, flavorful snack. It's part of a workshop focused on developing recipes to reincorporate egnois into the Kumkak community. Laura Molina pats together small tortillas she'll cook alongside a warm drink made from the ground seeds and sweetened with a bit of honey, a recipe from her mother. Others are also finding innovative ways to use the seed. In southern Spain, it's used to make an eelgrass seed rice.
One of the missions of A Poniente is to look the sea with hunger.
Greg Martinez is a chef and biologist at A Poniente, a fine dining hotspot in Cádiz, Spain. He says they're exploring the gastronomic potential of the sea, both for our health and for the planet. But Martinez says seagrass beds are disappearing from the world's oceans, making the abundant meadows in the Infiernillo Channel in Kumkak territory particularly important. Juan Martín is also a biologist at A Poniente. He says the restaurant's interest in the plant was sparked a few years ago after learning about the Kumkak community's use of the seeds. Naturally gluten-free and packed with protein, fiber, and healthy fats, he says it's nutritionally impressive. A Poniente transplanted eelgrass from northern Spain to abandoned salt marshes closer to the restaurant on the coast in Cádiz.
La sola presencia de esta planta marina.
Martin says the impact was immediate, creating habitat for seahorses, scallops, and other species. Back in Punta Chueca, Mexico, the women who collected the egnois take to the stage of a local festival with baskets full of seeds. René Montaño tells the plant's origin story.
Hubo un personaje, no se sabe si es persona real o un mensajero de ese gran espíritu.
Hundreds of years ago, he says, a being arrived on their shores in a strange boat, scattered eelgrass seeds throughout the channel, and taught them the proper way to harvest and eat them. The tradition has been passed down for generations, and Molina, who learned to cook egnois from her mother, says she'll pass that knowledge on too.
Yo voy a seguir enseñando a los niños y a los adultos.
That, she says, is how they keep their culture alive. For Here and Now, I'm Kendall Blust in Punta Chueca.